Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Do need to talk about this because apparently flip phones are a thing, and they are coming back. Who would have ever thought? I mean, I do like the idea simply because it means that we can slam a phone down, and I do like that. Like, close the phone in anger. Anyway, apparently it's not coming back as a collector's item, but a real contender. This is the Galaxy Z, or the Flip 7, the Z Fold. I had one of the Folds, which I thought was actually very nice, but it's not a flip phone. It is something quite different. To help us understand the design, the strategic forces behind this trend, we are joined by Nicola Cooper. She's a trend researcher. She is a cultural strategist, and we also haven't spoken to her for some time. Great to speak to you again. I am hoping that you are well.
Well, thank you. And yourself?
I am very good, thank you. So tell me about flip phones. Why are they coming back?
So flip phones are coming back in two different ways. Mm-hmm. So one, they are coming back because we have this sort of drive to go towards a little bit of a not so evolved phone. So it's more sort of a growing preference for almost like a dumb phone, not as a smartphone.
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah. So
taking us back to simpler times, maybe.
Exactly, because of the overwhelming sort of facets of being on our phone. Constantly, it's like, no, I just need a phone to do the basics. I don't want to live my life through a phone. And we're seeing that come through. There's a company, and I cannot remember the name for the life of me, who's brought back cord phones for kids. And the only numbers that you're able to put in there are friends and grandparents and parents, so that they have the safety of not being online with a smartphone. So we're going right back to almost, you know, your retro phones throughout, to go into those more basic, minimal needs. But then on the flip side, excuse that pun.
As you said it, I thought, oh boy. Yeah.
On the flip side of that, then you've got the smarter versions of the flip phones that are sort of allocating these kinds of smartphone elements to it, and these kinds of innovations that are going to evolve. And I know that iPhone or Apple is going to be launching a flip phone, but I think the evolution is coming with I think they're evolving the iPad into a flip iPad. So I think in that respect, it's opening new product categories.
Yeah, it really is interesting. Is it about space at all? Do people care about their phone, if it's smaller or bigger, if it fits in?
Yeah, I think, you know, for practical reasons, it is about space. I think also it is about, like, retro being cool. That's something we call the nostalgia pendulum. Mm-hmm. So basically every 30 years we bring back things that existed when we were at a certain age. So basically we sell our childhood and early adulthood back to ourselves.
It's so interesting. So what would you say to Senna, our producer, because she is ordering a handheld, no?
Yeah.
A handset. You know those old-fashioned handset that you'd get attached to a phone? Senna's buying one of those that connects to her cell phone so she can hold her phone, and we mocking her relentlessly in studio. Are you here for it, really? Because
I'm
it
here
goes
for
back.
It. As long as it's got the bed that you can slam the phone. Otherwise, where are you going to slam your phone?
Exactly. You have to be able to do that. It is so interesting because these things do take us back to simpler times, and we almost are drawn to those things. And it's fascinating to hear that you say it's kind of every 30 years that these things get recycled.
I think it's when we reach a certain term or a certain power in our roles as adults, we're like, oh, this was great, you know, when I existed. Let's make it again, but let's make it better sort of approach.
So this is this trend with flip phones, just to conclude, the trend around this, you see, well, if you're saying that Apple is going to be adopting it, maybe with the iPad and others, this could be a big trend heading towards 2026.
Absolutely. I think Apple has got a date. It's going to be revealed. Their flip phone or foldable iPhone is going to be revealed in September 2026, and it's priced at about $2,000.
Oh, wow. Okay. Absolutely amazing. Nicola Cooper, founder of NCNA, trend researcher, analyst, and cultural strategist, talking to us about the flip phone. It is 8:40. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.